Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about the Lowry family. Now, there are lots of different sets of Lowrys. Today, we focus on the one that had seven sons, and we're going to mainly focus on three of those that stayed here in Jessamine County: Sanford, Walter, and their colorful brother, Bronce Lowry. We'll be talking to one of Sanford's daughters, Nancy Hicks, right after this word.
Do you have a community event that could benefit from the exposure of Jess FM? Well, let us know about it because our free public service announcements are part of our mission to help serve the Jessamine County community. Email the event details to will@jessfm.com. That's will@jessfm.com. It's just that simple. Let Jess FM have an impact on your event's success. We are Jessamine County's hometown radio station, 105.9 Jess FM.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things in our county. Today, we're going to be talking about a family. You know, in Jessamine County, there are a number of names of families that are well known, and some of them are spelt differently, and they're related and they're not related, and it's just kind of hard to keep up with sometimes. Well, today we're going to talk about the Lowry family, but in particular, the family that there were seven boys, and it included Sanford, Walter, and Bronce. A lot of people may remember Bronce Lowry from back in the day. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that family in particular, although there are other Lowrys in Jessamine County, which may or may not be kin. We'll find out about that in a moment. Nancy Hicks is with us today. Good morning. If you'll just come right on up there.
Good morning, Doug.
You come from a big family, and it was interesting when I was asking you before about the people involved. I didn't realize there were seven boys.
Yes,
and
sir.
Your grandmother was a saint.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that had to be a job. Although, I do think myself that raising boys are a whole lot easier than raising girls. But regardless, let's go back and start, I guess. Do you know how your family, the Lowry family, were they always in Jessamine County? Do you know how they get here?
Yes, sir. As far as I know, they all originated here in Jessamine County.
Yeah.
My grandmother, Hazel Lowry, she was a Grimes.
Okay.
And they were all down on what is now Brown Street.
Now, some of the Grimes that I remember, and I'll ask you if there's any relation, used to be a barber here named Charlie Grimes at one time. Ethel Grimes was a nurse for Doc Williams. Was there any relation there to those Grimes?
I don't think so, but I'm not real
sure.
Yeah,
okay. So your grandfather, what was his name?
Ben Arnett.
So he was here for, I guess, as long as you know. As long as you know. And these two people, what did they do? Were they farm people?
No, my grandfather, Ben Arnett, he was a painter. And, of course, my grandmother, she didn't work.
She had a big job at home.
Well, and she died when she had a heart attack when she was like 45.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So your granddad, did he remarry?
No.
So he raised all those boys, a lot of those,
yeah,
a lot of those boys all
right
of his own.
The boys were up pretty good size. My mother and daddy were getting ready to get married when his mother died.
Okay.
But then, I don't know whether you remember or not, but his father got killed up on Southland Drive, towards Southland Drive. When that bus, Greyhound bus, hit that car,
yeah,
there was four people in it, and three of them got killed.
Is that, when would that have been?
It was in 1955.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about the boys. Now, as I discussed with you before the program, out of the seven, to me anyway, there are three that I either knew or knew of, and I think were probably the ones that were most well-known in our county, and the ones that our listeners, especially our old-time Jessamine County listeners, are going to recognize. But we don't want to slight the other four. So let's just start kind of at the top, and we'll go down. Now, there's the two or three that I really want to focus on. We'll spend a little more time on those. But who was the oldest boy?
The oldest boys was the twins.
Okay.
Bronce and Franz.
And that was Bronze. Now, he had a twin, Franz? Is that what you said?
His name was Franz Allen and Bronston Albert.
Now, did the twin you said passed away? Or?
He was in his 30s, and I don't know, back then he had some kind of childhood disease,
yeah,
that he was older, but he died from, I don't know,
okay,
what it was.
I want to get back to Bronce, so I'm going to leave and come back to him, as I will with your dad and Walter also. Now, who was next? after the twins?
Would have been Willard Brack.
Okay, and what happened, or where was he?
He lived in Lexington. Uh-huh. He was also a painter.
Okay, he painted like your grandfather.
Yes.
Who would have been next? That's three.
Would be my daddy, Thomas Sanford.
Okay, and we'll come back to Sanford and talk more about him. Then next?
Next would have been Bernhardt.
Okay, and we'll tell me about
Bernhardt
that.
Painted some too, but I think he had another job too, but I don't really know what it was.
I've lost count. Are we at five now, I think?
And then Walter.
Walter would be next, and we'll talk about him too, and then the last
one. Clay Tom.
And he was where?
He was in Lexington.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he worked at IBM.
So the three that mostly hung around Jessamine County would have been Walter, is it Samford or Sanford?
Sanford.
S-A-N, as in Nancy, is in your name. Mm-hmm. And then Bronts.
Right.
Those three. Okay, so we'll back up now and talk about them. Let's start with your family. Let's take your dad right off the bat. Tell us about him. Did he I guess, went to school here in Jessamine County?
Yes, sir.
Did your mom, is she from here too?
Yes, sir. She was married to, she was a corpsman.
Uh-huh.
And her mother was Minnie Guy.
Now, that's a bunch of people that you're related to down in, especially the southwestern part of the county, the Cormans and the Guys. I mean, they're all hooked together in some particular way. So do you know how did your mom and dad meet?
My mother, they lived on McDonald Street back then, and Daddy and them lived on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. So it was close.
Close, right. And that's how they met.
Neighborhood kids.
Right.
Was it one of those things they kind of knew each other forever and that was it? Or?
Well, Daddy was 6 years older than Mother.
Okay.
And so I think there was a little bit of Mother not wanting her to date Daddy.
Yeah.
You know, but they just grew up together and got married.
Did your dad go to the service?
Yes, he did.
And where did he serve?
He was in Illinois. He was a heavy truck driver.
Okay. Army. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, at some point in time, he and this neighbor kid eventually got married.
Right.
And decided they wanted to start a family. What was your dad doing at that time?
Dad also painted.
Okay.
And he also sanded floors, redid floors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's what he was doing when Mother had Joyce, her second child. He was in the service.
Now, your siblings, four?
There's five.
Five, okay.
Mm-hmm. There's four girls and one
boy. Yeah, almost got all girls.
Yeah.
All right, let's start top to bottom on them. Who's the oldest?
Barbara Williams.
Barbara. Now, Barbara went on to marry Marion Williams, and then we've lost Barbara a few years ago. Barbara, three boys, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, Shannon, and Shelby, and Marion, of course, still around. In fact, just was privileged to see him a couple weeks ago. Barbara's first. Who was next?
Joyce Hurt.
Uh-huh. Now, Joyce still around?
No, Joyce
she died too, didn't she?
Yeah.
In fact, out of the five, is it
just Hazel?
Just
and
you and Hazel's all that's left. Okay, who was three?
Me.
You were the third one. Tell us about yourself. What have you been doing all these years?
Well, I'm married to Donald Hicks, and we don't have any children.
Mm-hmm.
I have worked all my life here in Jessamine County. I worked for Dr. Settles for years, and I've been with the Hayden Company now 31 years.
Have you really? That long?
Yes, sir.
Wow, time flies, because I remember you so well when you were with Doc Settles, and you and Hazel and
Carolyn.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, in fact, I'm hoping to get Carolyn or somebody in the family to do a show on Mr. Barnes, who for his maintenance at Nixville Elementary for a long time. And Doc Settles, too. We may have to get back together to do a program. I'd love to do one on him also. Eye doctor here in town for many, many years and known for a lot of people down here on Main Street. One of a few eye doctors, I guess. How long did you work for him?
Around 8 years.
Yeah.
And then he retired.
Yeah.
That's when Dr. Ditto and Dr. Music came in.
Yeah, okay. And then you went to work for Wild Bill Hayden.
Wild Bill Hayden.
That's an experience in itself. 31
years. 31
years. You and Linda, of course, are to be you getting stars in your crowns for doing that. Okay, so after you, was then Hazel?
Hazel.
All right, tell us about Hazel.
Well, Hazel, she's married to Wayne Saylor, and she worked here in town. She started out at Sergeant Greenleaf.
Mm-hmm.
When it started, and then she went to work for different automobile dealers, and she ended up at Sutherland's, and she worked for Sutherland's for many years.
Long time.
But yeah, so she had to have her back surgery.
Long time in the office there. And then your youngest
was
your brother.
Timothy Wayne.
Yeah. Well, tell us about Timothy.
Well, Timmy, he was married, had four kids,
yeah.
And he died in 2002.
So five of you, two of you still going. Your dad did a lot of work around town. A lot of people knew him because of his painting and his floor sanding and mm-hmm. things like that. He also had a brother who was involved in police work. So let's go on now to Walter. Let's talk about him.
Yeah, Walter. I think Walter, when he was younger, he did a little bit of painting, but not mm-hmm. that much. And, of course, he was on the police force for 26 years.
Was he chief at one time?
Not that I know.
Okay. And I'm assuming that Walter would have been around in the time of Buddy Hammonds.
You're correct.
Cooper Wilhoit, probably Burton, Pat
right,
Burton.
Right.
I'm
uh-huh.
trying to think of some of those older
right.
ones that was yeah. around. Yeah, but that was back in the day, Nancy, where the town of Nicholasville, you know, maybe had three or four policemen, and that was it.
I think at the time, I've heard Daddy say that there was like five of them that, you know, they only had five whenever they started having all the policemen.
Right.
Know. And he said, well, there was just five when Walter was there.
And he was on the force, you said, for a quarter of a century about.
26
yeah.
years. Mm-hmm.
And that was in the days, which a whole lot different technique oh. and everything different.
Yes.
Back then, a policeman knew every child's name that he saw. And,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, one of those situations where you had more eyes than just your parents watching you. It was a good thing,
yes,
too. Did he have kids?
No.
Okay. But he was married.
He was married yeah. to Mabel Masters.
Then there was another brother. His name was Bronce. Now, Bronce turned out to be probably the most colorful of the bunch, I guess you will. A lot of stories told about Bronce Lowry, but I think the one that I hear most people talk about, including my own mom, is the way he would address people. And he had a way, every time he would do it, he would call you by your last name, and he would add the word boy or girl to it. Mm-hmm. For instance, my mother's maiden name was Roar, so he would say, well, there's that little Roar girl, or there's that little Smith boy, yeah. or whatever. He did that to everybody, didn't he?
He did that to us, too. He'd say, here come the little Larry girls.
Really? Never called
us by our names.
First name.
Yeah.
Did he work?
He worked as far as helping people around town,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
lifting heavy stuff
yeah.
or different things. But most of he stood down there in front of John's barbershop.
Right. And for people that are new to our town or haven't been here for more than 10 years or so, on Main Street, right across the street from Jay's place, there is an empty spot, which is now being developed into a park. And at that time, there was a barbershop that was run by a fellow named Buford Johns. And that's where he hung out a lot. Although I do happen to have a picture of Bronce inside of Martin's department store. And so I guess he kind of traveled up and down Maine a lot, didn't he?
He sure did.
And was known by a lot of people.
And he hung out a lot at Cumley's Grocery. Do you remember
Cumley's Grocery? I don't, but I know where it was on
yep.
Main Street,
yep.
which eventually became Thompson's Market,
mm-hmm.
and Oscar Cumley was his
right.
name. So right there next to the Johns.
Yeah, and he did a lot of work for Mr. Roberts there on the corner for Heathman's, right along
yeah.
there.
Service station.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. He helped him do a lot of things. Now, I don't know exactly what,
yeah.
but...
That was the one that had the gas tanks on the sidewalk.
Right,
you
right.
just pulled right up on Main to mm-hmm. and get it where Town Square Bank is now.
Right.
Yeah. You know, when you talk about characters, if you will, of Jessamine County, old days, there are two or three that come to mind. And when people talk, people like my mom and that age group especially, and even some younger too, you can always know that they're going to mention Bronce. They're going to mention Joe Pellman. They're going to mention Fred Jackson. You know what I think is sad? I worked in the courthouse in the 80s for Mildred Williams, who was, in fact, Marion Williams' aunt. And we had what I call the bench setters. There was always a group of fellas who hung out at the courthouse, either in the bench during the winter inside or outside on the wall around the courthouse. And people like Johnny Chapman and Johnny Calico and Fred Murphy and Tights Peel and gosh, you could go on. And the sad thing about it is those people, along with Bronce and along with Joe Pellman, we don't have those type people anymore. And I don't understand why. I mean, it's just kind of days gone by. You don't see it.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about, can I remember Oscar? I can remember the days where if you walked down Main on front of the courthouse, you couldn't take a step without walking in wood shavings where people had whittled. You remember that?
Oh, yes, yes.
Growing up here, it's amazing the difference.
We, on Saturday night, we would go down and park on Main Street, and Daddy would go to Carl Brunner's mm-hmm. and get us a hamburger, and Mama and us, that was us four kids, and would sit there and eat those hamburgers, and he'd go up and sit on the rock wall and talk to the men. That was the Saturday night deal.
You know, I interviewed, I'm trying to think of who it was on this show. It may have been John V. Carpenter. I'm not sure. But he told me that it wasn't, you know, people would park up and down Main, and you'd have your car parked. You might be down the street doing something, and you'd come back, and there'd be friends sitting in your car talking, just taking a rest.
Right.
And that was okay, because everybody knew everybody.
That's right. Never locked a door.
How would you describe Bronce?
Well, as everyone knows, Bronce was a little slow.
Yeah.
But he had the biggest heart of anybody I've ever known.
Yeah.
He was very good to us kids. You know, he when we were little, he would pick us up and, you know, play with us. And he to us, he was a giant.
He was a pretty good-sized fellow. Now, I'm not talking about necessarily overweight. I mean, he was big bone, big guy.
Right. And he was good to my daddy, and he was good to Walter. And Walter was good to him.
Mm-hmm.
After my great-grandmother died, which Bronce lived with her a lot,
mm-hmm.
after Ms. Larry died,
mm-hmm.
Walter moved into the Larry Home place up on Broadway,
mm-hmm.
and he took Bronce, and he took care of Bronce, him and Daddy together. But Walter did most of it. And like I say, and Mabel, they all took real good care of him. And he was good to them. And he was good to anybody. He would do anything for anybody.
I remember a story that my aunt told me one time, my dad's sister. And when I tell you this story, I'm not going to necessarily use the word that Bronce used, but I will tell you that it's another word that occurs after you eat beans. Okay. But anyway, she and my uncle, I think the story went, they had been stripping tobacco or cutting or something. They came into town anyway to get, I guess, dinner for the farm hands, maybe at John's Grocery, somewhere like that. But they saw Bronce, and he had been to the store, probably Oscar Cumley's. And she hollered at him and asked him, you know, what are you doing? And Bronce, from what I've been told, had a kind of a unique voice, too. He was kind of deep and talked like, you know, kind of mumbleish, if you will. And she said that when she asked him what he was doing, that he said, well, I've been to the store, and I bought some beans, and I'm going to go home and take the poots out of them. He used another word. But she always got tickled telling that story and how she remembered Bronce. And he was just a good fella, like you said, that everybody just sincerely liked. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody say anything bad about Bronce Lowry. And I guess he treated everybody just as nice as, you know.
And, you know, he was so comical sometimes. I can remember they had nicknames for each other, and he called Daddy Cadillac, and Daddy called him Soup, because he loved soup.
Yeah.
And he had us kids in the car, and he was taking Bronce downtown. And we're there at Broadway coming on to Main.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Soup, is there anything coming? And he said, no, Cadillac, nothing but a bus. But there was a big pause. Daddy was already, but nothing but the bus was a big pause. After and we were already about halfway out in the middle of the road.
And then he said, nothing but the bus.
Nothing but the bus.
Oh, my goodness.
But back then, you know, people weren't driving fast or anything.
Right.
But here us four kids in the back, we were going, whoa. But, you know, Daddy, I think Daddy sort of jumped on him a little bit, but he never said nothing. He just sort of laughed. But I can remember that sticks in my head.
Yeah, of course. Getting back to your dad now, because a lot of people, like I say, at the first, a lot of people knew Bronce, a lot of people knew Walter, a lot of people knew Sanford. How would you describe those guys? Or would you describe them all the same, or were they different personalities? How were they?
Well, you know, I feel like that I was around Walter and Bronce, and they were like Daddy.
Yeah.
But now the other three, I was not around that much.
Yeah.
But they were different.
Yeah.
You know, they were raised in Lexington, and everything left Nicholasville.
Well, and that makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
It makes a difference.
But they were all good boys. They all had families, and I take care of them and everything. But the only thing, Brack, which his name was Willard Brack, his son was Jerry. He's the one that got killed up there across from Good Samaritan Hospital when that pool hall blew up.
Mm-hmm.
He was in high school, and he worked there at nights cleaning.
Yeah.
And so I think after that happened, that really upset him, and he was a real different person.
Sure, I understand. And those things they can affect you greatly. But, you know, I really do, I've always said that I was probably born 20, 30 years too late, because some of the stories that I have heard about things that happened in this town prior to my birth, and even that happened while I was a little boy, because what year did Bronce die? Do you remember?
He died in 74.
Yeah, so see, I would have been a teenager at that time, an early teenager, but didn't know him like I wish I had, because of the stories I've heard about him and the way that he treated people and the funny things, as you reminded us of. But it's just so much of a different time, and I hope that this program is that's what we do, is try to bring back the way it used to be and some good memories. At Christmas time, and you're one of our loyal audience members at the old-time radio shows. At Christmas time, we did a program, as you know, on old-time Nicholasville. Were you surprised that we made reference to Bronce?
Yes. It really made me very happy, too.
Yeah. You know what was so much fun about putting that together? Dave Dameron down at the bank was the one that kind of came up with the idea. Him and Steve Watts, Letch Watts' son, kind of said, why don't we do our own? And it approached me, and when we decided to do it, it was interesting in those programs how it started and how we were able to embellish it along the way. And, of course, David, not being from here, relied heavily on broadcast of this program, plus calls to me and references to history books about different people and stuff. And it was interesting in practices how we would be sitting there, and then all of a sudden one of us would say, wait a minute, we got to include so-and-so, or we got to talk about this place, or we got to do that. And it was a growing, living document, that script, until we got ready to perform it. But it was so much fun to reference those people and to see people's reactions in the audience that knew them. Mm-hmm. Like you and others. My own mother, when she left Friday night, she said, I actually teared up a few times, and I'm like, why? Because it wasn't a sad story. And she said, the memories.
Right.
You know, the memories that you have. And I'm glad to hear that you were excited to hear that. Yes. I know Brenda Cox was there on Sunday, and of course her great aunt and uncle owned the Walker Hotel, and we referenced that and the fact that even there's a room that could have been haunted, which actually was true. But it's been cool to hear families' reactions that didn't know we were going to do it.
Right.
And then when we did, it was completely out of respect. And the fact that those people like Bronce, like Walter, like Sanford and others have left a lasting mark on citizens of our county, and people remember them, and it's got to make you feel proud
they
do. Yeah. Well, I sure appreciate you coming in. This has been very interesting, Leah, shedding a little bit of light on the family, the Lowry family, one of the Lowry families. My gosh, we were talking about this. How many different ways is there to spell?
Lowry, and then there's some that spells it Lowrye.
Well, see, my grandmother Fane was a Lowry, but she was from Madison County. And I'm trying to think if hers had an E or not, but that's a whole different bunch.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like, it's really kind of funny. In Jessamine County, if you're a Hager, you're probably related to every other Hager. But if you're a Lowry, there's so many different groups
right. That
aren't related at all. So, but if you're related to the Cormans, you're related to all of them.
And
the guys, too, yeah. Well, thank you again for coming
in.
Thank
you for having me.
My thanks to Nancy Hicks for coming in this morning and sharing a little bit about her family and what they meant to her and our community. We appreciate you coming in also. We'll do it again next Saturday at 11, All Things Jessamine. And don't forget, I'm here every weekday morning from 6 until 8 to get you up and going on Jess FM 105.9.